Let's pray. Holy Ghost, again, I thank you this evening for presenting us with your written word. I ask that you anoint me to speak your words as you want them spoken, and I ask that you anoint the ears of the hearer that they may hear exactly what you are saying to them this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, well, that wasn't so bad. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. You there? We good?
Mm-hmm.
2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20. Did you know that?
Yes,
you knew that. It's because I've preached on this many times. For two of the promises of God,
no.
Is that what it says?
No.
No, all of the promises of God in him are maybe.
No.
Nope. All the promises of God in him are yay. Say yay.
Yay.
Wouldn't that be good?
Yes.
So did he say no?
No.
All the promise. So if you can find any promise in the Bible, God has already said what to it?
Yes.
No. He's already said yes to it. And then it says, all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen. Now, who does the amen?
We do.
We do the amen. The amen means so be it, or so be it unto me. Or so mote it be, you might even say, in some translations. So who says the amen, or so be it unto me? We do. So if God says, this is my promise to you, and where do the promises of God come from? His word, not from the out of the air. They come from his word. So all the, say this, all the promises,
all the promises
of God,
are yes.
And I say,
the amen.
That's the so be it unto me. See, now that's the difference between somebody who walks in a promise of God and someone who doesn't. The promises didn't change. One is not saying, so be it unto me, and another one is. One person gets healed because they say, so be it unto me, and another person doesn't because they don't say, so be it unto me.
That's right.
That is for somebody else, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with salvation. All of those things, all the promises. Say all the promises.
All the promises.
So it's all the promises. Anyway, so I've preached on this many times, and we actually showed that one of our series there, right? Mm-hmm. I've preached on youth renewal. Say youth renewal. You got to say it like this.
Youth renewal.
Well, is youth renewal a promise of God?
Yes.
I'm going to show you tonight that it is from the Bible. I'm not making this up. I wish I did, but I didn't. Right?
Right.
Youth renewal is a promise of God. Say youth renewal.
Youth renewal.
Is a promise of God.
Promise, so
who's
God.
It going to work for?
Me.
The one who says, so be it unto me.
Right.
Right? You got to first know it's a promise of God. Then you got to go, I'm claiming that, right? Anyway, so I've preached on this many times before, and I'm impressed this evening for either you or you or you or, well, you probably, but any one of us. You came here. Any one of us or anybody online. You don't always know, right? But I was impressed to focus on one area. Say one area.
One area.
One area of youth renewal. And frankly, I've never heard anybody talk about it. Ever, except in the negative. Why do I always have to say things that nobody's ever talked about? I don't know. Must be weird praying for me or something. Anyway, I'm impressed to focus on one area, and that is on long pause for dramatic purposes, the brain. Now, simple question, I'm going to ask it many times tonight. Is your brain part of your body? Okay, does youth renewal apply to your body?
Yes.
If it doesn't, I don't know what it applies to. Okay? Say youth renewal.
Youth renewal.
Applies to my body.
Applies to my body.
Right?
Yes.
And is your brain part of your body? It seems like
yes.
A silly question, but I think I'm going to enjoy asking that. Is your brain part of your body? Well, yes, it is. It's a physical part of your body. What happens when people get dementia or any of these other things? What happens? Their brain starts to function not up to the level it should. Do you understand that?
Yes.
So what part of youth renewal, a functioning in your brain is going to do, it's going to renew its youth, and you're going to have peak cognitive performance out of your brain. Is that a promise of God?
Yes.
Well, yeah, if youth renewal is a promise, I'm going to try to show you that this evening. Are you here? You all right with this? You, right?
Yes.
I'm going to show you that youth renewal is a promise of God, and youth renewal applies to your body and is your brain part of your body. Yes, then it must apply to your brain. Is that a step too far? I would imagine no, it applies to every part of your body except for your brain. No. Are you here?
Yes.
Okay. So, is youth renewal a promise of God? Yes. So if it is a promise of God from that verse of scripture, we only read one so far, what was God's answer to it?
Yes.
His answer was yes. So his attitude towards youth renewing your brain would be yes.
Yes.
He's already said yes. So you're not trying to talk God into something. Let's go to Psalms 91. It's a psalm everybody knows. I'm going to try to use some scriptures everybody knows. Isn't that good?
Mm-hmm.
Psalms chapter 91. Let's look at, have you ever heard of Psalms 91? Mm-hmm. We've all quoted from it. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge and my fortress. Verse 2. Write that? Mm-hmm. You understand? Well, let's go all the way to the end for time's sake. Look at verse 16. He goes on listing all these wonderful things. What does he say? Verse 16. With long life will I satisfy him. Where's your long life come from? From the Lord. Now, if he's going to satisfy you with long life, what must there be? There must be healing. There must be youth renewal working in you. Do you understand this? I'll get into this a little more later. I'm just trying to catch up to speed here. Preached on this before. So the long life, he says, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So included in his salvation is long life. That's not a step too far. You understand that? So get used to it. You're going to live a long time. Now, whether you're going to be satisfied or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that included in this verse? Am I making this stuff up? Sometimes I wonder. With long life will I satisfy him or her, that could include you, and show him, her, my salvation. So in salvation must include long life, which includes youth renewal. He doesn't mean he's just going to keep you alive on a respirator for a really long time. You understand that? Yeah, he's 300 years old. He hasn't moved since 1953. That's not the way it works.
No.
He heals all your diseases. He renews your youth. It's included in salvation. And is your brain part of your body?
Yes,
so it must include your brain. Let's look at verse 10. Another one of the promises. There shall no evil befall thee. Say that. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. Now, let me ask you a question. It's going to be a difficult one. Is dementia, or maybe even something like Alzheimer's disease, would you qualify that as evil?
Yes.
It's not going to come near you.
That's right.
You understand? Now, dementia, I looked some of this up because I don't want to just use the words, haphazardly. Dementia is any form that has gone... They really have a very, very poor definition of it, but it includes all those things that related to age-related memory loss, forgetting all those things. But when it goes too far, then people they kind of lose their place in all those things, right? Without being able to put a disease name on it. Alzheimer's, we know that's an actual disease, but it's included in dementia. Oh, brother. But my point here is dementia evil?
Yes.
Has anybody ever seen anybody or known anybody that had that? It's evil. There shall no evil befall. So it must be included in the salvation to not have that, which means he must renew your youth and the youth of your brain. Because where does dementia happen? In your feet. No, it happens in your brain. Do you understand?
Yes.
Is this any good? I'm telling you, this is helping someone online. So you can just participate with it. Someone is getting healed and blessed by it because they're receiving the Word of God and it's doing something to their brain. Because I've never heard anybody preach about the brain. That's maybe because not very many people seem to have them. Maybe that's it. I don't know. So is Alzheimer's disease evil? I don't think anybody would say would disagree with that, right? So take that to the extreme. Then is any cognitive loss evil? Yes, because it's in the same category. None more for you. You get no more cognitive loss. Means you're gonna get back what you had. That's what renew means. We're gonna talk about this, renewing your mind. To renew means to renew. If I took that chair and I didn't like the leather on it and I had it renewed, what would I do? I would make it all new. It would look like a new chair. When he renews your mind, he can't renew your mind without renewing your brain. Are you here?
Yes.
Anyway, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Well, I got news for you. It doesn't just mean your house. What do you live in? You live in a body. It's not going to come nigh your dwelling. It's not going to come nigh your mind, and your mind lives in a brain. See, she laughs at me. It's really all. I'm just trying to get somebody to appreciate it. Are you here? So he goes on, and we read that already. With long life will I satisfy him, show him my salvation. Let me ask you maybe a stupid question. I don't know. How would you even know if you were satisfied if your brain wasn't functioning correctly? He's gonna have long life, but at the end of your long life, you don't even know if you're satisfied because you don't know who you are. Is this right?
Right.
Say, I know who I am.
I know who I am.
And I know his salvation.
And I know
right?
His salvation.
Yes. Anyway. See, God's made provision for us in every area of life, and it includes your brain. Don't let people tell you that. Oh, you got some brain problem. Who cares? God still has a promise that covers that. Anyway, try to move right on here. So youth renewal is a promise. It must of necessity be talking about your brain. You can go to Psalms 103. You probably knew we were heading over there. Right? So we're talking about any age-related memory loss. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I forgot what you're talking about. No, I'm talking about any age-related memory loss, forgetfulness, distractedness. Is it a blessing or a curse? It's a curse. Any impaired, limited, or declining cognitive functioning. Is this making sense?
Mm-hmm.
I can give these notes to you later if you want them. Concentration, lack of focus. How many of you think you've experienced that? Yeah. Is it of God? Is God doing that to you? No. And it's, you know, and if you just take what science is telling, because these are all scientific definitions that I looked up, all of these things, right? They'll just say, oh, that's a natural progression of the aging of your brain. Well, if you're going to have your mind renewed, then your brain has to be renewed, and you should have no cognitive loss.
Amen.
Right? Impaired, limited, or declining cognitive functioning, concentration, focus, etc., including all forms of dementia, Alzheimer's disease, etc. All of which, I hope you're hearing this, all of which are attributed to the brain and age health by science. So what is the solution to that? To have the youth renewed in your brain and to have your brain health increased. Is it a promise of God? Those are the things I'm asking. Is this a promise of God? If it is a promise of God, which I'm going to show you here, then the answer is already yes. And is it something God does, as in renews youth?
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it must include your brain. And if your brain's youth is renewed, you will have no cognitive loss. It will be renewed. It'll be clear again. Say, my mind will be clear again. Right?
Amen.
Okay. You know, I'd want to hear this message if I was having those problems.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So youth renewal is a promise of God, and it must include your brain. Psalms 103. Did you find it yet? Bless the Lord, oh my what?
Soul.
What is your soul?
Your
It's your mind, your will, and your emotions. Do you understand that? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. You're like, I forgot what that was gonna say. And forget not all his benefits. What does the Bible number one command you to do? Forget not all of his benefits. And he's gonna list some of his benefits that frankly we've forgotten. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? Yes. Forget not all his benefits. Now you can all look at all these promises as commandments or promises. You understand? He says forget not. That's also a promise, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the promises are to forget not. Does God have a promise in his Bible that you forget not?
Yes.
What is forgetting not?
Remembering.
That's remembering. You see Is this any good?
Yes.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Number three, or verse three, who forgives all thine iniquities? Is that a promise of God?
Yes.
Does God forgive all your iniquities?
Yes.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
He forgives all your iniquities. It's great. It's a promise of God. Most people would agree with that.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Who heals two of your diseases, and then your limits up and you're out of here. Is that what it says?
No.
Who heals all your diseases? Let me ask a simple question. What if you get a disease that comes on people because they're old? He doesn't heal those. No, he heals all your diseases. It's a promise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say, God
heals
old age diseases,
which
has to include your brain.
Yes.
Are you getting this? Who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life. You know, I was going to read the scripture, but you know, I have other ones I need to read. There's times when Jesus healed them all.
Amen.
He healed them all of every. Says it over and over. He healed all of every.
Mm-hmm.
And then laughed and went, well, so are you telling me that there were no age-related diseases there? Were there no elderly people there? Of course there were. And all and every were healed. Right?
Right, yes.
So he does it. It's something God does.
Mm-hmm.
Let's read on here. Who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed. Whose youth?
My youth.
Your youth is renewed. Oh, that just means the youth of your spirit, man. No, what good would that be? It's the youth of your physical body, and I'll prove it in other verses of scripture. You know, it is a promise of God. Say this, it is a promise of God.
It is a promise of God.
And it is something he does.
And it is something he does.
Now, whether he does it for you or not is whether you say the amen to it. Are you getting this?
That's right. Yes.
All right. And is your brain part of your body?
Yes.
Yeah. That's part of my body. Okay. So let's go to Genesis chapter 17. Genesis chapter 17. Are you still here?
Yes.
Are you glad about this?
Mm-hmm.
God renews the youth of your brain. I'm kind of glad about it. All right, so Genesis chapter 17, let's read these quickly. I just want to establish a principle here. When Abram was old, when Abram was 90 years old and 9, say 99.
99.
God really didn't even start speaking to him until he was 99. Yeah, but they were young back in those days. That's not what it said. When Abraham was 90 years old and 9, and later on another verse, he says they were very old. Him and his wife were very old. Do you understand? 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I'm the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be the father of many nations. Are you here? Who did God say would be the father of many nations?
Abram.
Right? Understand that?
Yeah.
How old was he when God said this? 99 years old. He hadn't had any children yet, neither had his wife, and she was up there too. Are you here?
Yes.
How many children, how many people do you, women do you know that have children in their 80s and 90s?
Yeah.
Not very many. Seems strange, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go to Genesis chapter 18. And the Lord, verse 1, and the Lord appeared unto him in the plain. This is talking about Abram. And the Lord appeared to him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent in the door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, bowed himself down. See, now the Lord's coming and visiting him. Look down at verse 6. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, make ready quickly three measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes of the hearth. He wanted to feed them something. You understand?
Yes.
So Sarah was there too. And he goes on and says, let's look at verse 9. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. Now that's a little bit blind to us, so that's what we read that in the King James Version. If you look it up, it literally means I will certainly turn back the time of life for her.
Mm-hmm.
Why would that be? Because she was past childbearing age. You understand?
Yes.
And so was Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
99, he wasn't thinking about kids, raising kids, having kids, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He said, certainly I will return unto thee, or turn back the time of life. And now Abraham and Sarah were old, verse 11, and well stricken in age. Age came and struck them really well.
Uh-huh.
Right? Look at, and therefore Sarah, Abram and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of woman. Is that in your Bible? What does it mean? It means they stopped, you know, being together in order to have children, because they were old, they were well stricken in age. I just want to prove this point here. We're talking about Abraham and Sarah, the father and mother of our faith. And I'm going to show that to you in a minute. And God did something to him. God came, visited them, and said, it was one of the first things he said to them, I'm going to come and do something. And the thing he said he's going to do is turn back the time of life, which is another way of saying youth renewal. If you turn back, if I could turn back time, right? Who does this? Who did it? Well, if God did it, he do it. It's what he does. It's how he does things. Read down here, verse 12. And therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, I'm waxed old. And shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? She was laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Not only at her, but at him. Because it wasn't going to happen. Do you understand?
Yeah.
It had ceased being that way. You understand?
Yes.
And when the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Verse 14, is there anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee, and according to the time of life, Sarah shall have a son. And then Sarah denied, saying, I didn't laugh. She denied laughing about it. Are you getting this? Is it something God does?
Yes.
He did do it, and it's literally in the first beginning of the promises of what we come to know as the life of faith. Go to Genesis 21. We'll end with this here, at least in this Old Testament part. Genesis chapter 21, look at 1 and 2. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. Right? And Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, and set the time which God had spoken of him.
Mm-hmm.
Did God do it?
Yes.
What did God do to Sarah?
He
He said, I'm gonna come and do something. I'm gonna turn back the time so that her inner parts and his inner, they all worked right again. They weren't working and now they're working. I hope you're getting this. Mm-hmm. Who did this God do this to? Abraham and Sarah. And then they had Isaac, you understand. Now go to Galatians. Galatians chapter 3, let's look at verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, right? Christ redeemed us, made a curse for us, for as it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree, that the blessing, say the blessing, the blessing of Abraham would come on the Gentiles, that would be us, through Jesus Christ, that we would receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Are you here? It's the same promise. Not that you'll have nations come out of you, but the same promise is about your youth being renewed.
That's right.
Are you here?
Yes.
Okay, up in verse 9. So then they which be of faith. You ever heard the just shall live by faith? Yes, they that be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. This is fun. You ought to be me. So they that be of faith are blessed. What does that mean? You are in that group of people that are blessed. Look it up in verse 7. Now you know, therefore, they that be of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. So who is our, this really, well, I'm trying to get across here. I'm really trying to lay a foundation so you can understand this. Mm-hmm. That Abraham is our father. They that are be blessed are children of Abraham. Mm-hmm. Are you getting this?
Yes.
Children of the same blessing, children of the same promise. He did what to Abraham and Sarah? He renewed their youth. Not only is it a promise, which I've already showed you several promises, it's something God does. It's something that's in our covenant. And it's funny, when you bring it up, people look like they've never heard it. I've never heard it before. It's right there, plain, black and white, and sometimes red. Mm-hmm. Are you here? They that be of faith. So our mother and father of the faith, Abraham and Sarah, it was a large, do you think it was a large part of their promise?
Yes.
Would Isaac ever be here? Isaac ever have come into the earth without God renewing their youth?
No,
it was a huge part of the promise. It's what God said he was going to do to them, not just for them. All right, lest I beat this pony too much. You're not supposed to beat ponies, I've heard. So Abraham and Sarah, can you give me this? Both believed in the renewal of youth.
Yes.
Did they have to believe in the renewal of youth? Then what is your problem? Abraham's our father of the faith. Sarah's the father, or is the mother of the faith. They believed in youth renewal. The church should be believing in youth renewal and practicing it. And your brain is part of your that. Your brain is part of your body. I hope I'm getting this across. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they both believed in it. Psalms 23. Have you ever heard of that? Psalms 23. Change it if you want. Psalms. We're almost done. Psalms chapter 23. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Psalms chapter 23. And then let's look at, well, you know this, right? The first verse is the Lord is my shepherd, I shall be in want. Nope. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, leads me beside the still waters, restores my soul. Wait a minute. He what? It's literally the third thing. He, who? God, the Lord, restores your soul. Your soul is not your spirit, man. That's restored in a different way. Your soul is in your mind, and your brain holds your mind. You understand?
Yes.
People that lose their brain lose their mind. So if he restores your soul, he has to be restoring your brain. What does restore mean? To make new again. I looked it up. Ooh, really? Yeah, it makes it new. Literally, I looked up the Hebrew, and literally it means to turn back. Remember what he said to Sarah? I'm gonna turn back time. So he's gonna turn back your soul. He's gonna turn back your brain. Are you getting this?
Yes.
He puts it back to where it was. Remember that day when your mind was clear and sharp as a bell? I don't know what that means. Bells aren't sharp. Mind was sharp as a bell, clean, right? He turns it back to that. That's, he restores my soul. It's something God does. God did not just quicken Abraham and Sarah's reproductive organs. He quickened their, in fact, remember the kings after that, the kings tried to take Sarah into their harem. And she was well stricken in age before that. God renewed their youth. Anyway, so he's restoring your soul. I'm almost done. He puts it back to where it was. Literally means to turn back, clear as yesterday and better. Say clear as yesterday.
Clear as yesterday.
And better.
And better.
Well, can God even do that? God does do that. It's what he does. It's his promises. Yes. And you say amen to it. Mm-hmm. Are you getting this? All right, Romans 12, we're almost done. Say thank God. Guy is way too long-winded, but it's nice, you know, people online, they can stop and turn it on again, right? You can't, you just have to put up with it, I guess. Romans chapter 12, and let's look at verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies. Now, does your body include a brain?
Yes.
I'm not sure some people could answer that affirmatively. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your what?
Mind.
Of your mind. And what is your mind? It's the thing that's in your brain. Is it possible to have your mind renewed if your brain is not renewed?
No.
It's not. So be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Just like you take furniture and you'd renew it, it would look like it was new again. You could put a new price tag on it. Clear as yesterday. Your brain is part of your body. And so we look down here, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. The perfect will of God, one of which is in Psalms 91, that you will have long life and be satisfied and know that you're satisfied. Right?
Right,
one of that'd be the perfect will of God. You live a long, healthy, happy life, and you're satisfied, and you know you're satisfied. It can't happen unless your youth is renewed and the youth of your brain is renewed. I hope I'm getting this across. And without the renewal of the mind, it's not possible. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing this?
Yes.
But is it possible with God? Yes,
yes.
Remember, that's what God rebuked Sarah over. Is anything hard, too hard for the Lord? No, it's not too hard for him. One more. I know I said I was ending. It's true. It's very standard for preachers to. But we're trying to get these things in here, you understand? Romans chapter 11, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. This won't take long at all. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken. Say quicken.
Quicken.
What does it mean?
To make alive.
To make alive, it's an old English word that means to make alive. Mm-hmm. He that dwells in you shall quicken, say shall quicken,
shall quicken
your mortal body by a spirit that dwells in you. Now mortal body, what does that mean? Mortal is something subject to death. Alzheimer's is literally the dying of the brain. You understand that? It's dying. He said he will quicken that which is subject to death. Mm-hmm. Is your brain part of your body?
Yes.
Then it applies to this verse of scripture that the Holy Ghost who dwells in you will quicken your brain and quicken your mind and heal it and renew its youth. Is that any good?
Yes,
it's good and it's worth it. Hallelujah. Anyway, so let's pray. Holy Ghost, I pray for these people, and right now I pray for their brains. I ask you to renew their youth. I ask you to quicken them, quicken their brains, literally turn back time, make them clearer than yesterday, and we give you thanks and praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen.